The internet is supposed to herald the end of authoritarian government, and China is supposed to be the test case. But the Chinese Communist Party has proved remarkably adept at blocking and filtering out websites it doesn't want people to see. In the last part of our series about the internet in China, NPR's Rob Gifford reports on whether the web will, in the end, play a role in a political transformation of China.
Much of the reform process of the last 15 years has been about the retreat of the Chinese government from people's everyday lives. Chinese people, especially in the cities, have more freedom to live, to work, and to choose than at any time in the last 60 years. The arrival of the internet has only increased that freedom. It's staggering what is available on the net in China. Almost everything that's available in the West. But just when you think that this medium is bringing more freedom to the people of China, the Communist Party makes it clear that perhaps it too is benefiting from the medium, and that the internet is actually making it easier for the government to monitor the Chinese people and maintain its monopoly on political power. Sitting in a restaurant in downtown Beijing, 24-year-old Liu Di does not look much of a revolutionary. She's small, soft-spoken, and her round glasses give her a bookish manner. But Liu knows all about how the government monitors the internet. 3 years ago, while still a student at one of Beijing's most prestigious universities, she posted some commentaries on the web demanding more political freedom. She used her web name, Stainless Steel Mouse. Soon, the Stainless Steel Mouse got a knock on the door of her school dorm and was taken away by state security agents and detained for a year without charge or trial. Liu says she was very surprised that she was arrested, because there's plenty, she says, that's as sensitive as what she wrote all over the Chinese web. Liu was released just over a year ago and went on to graduate from her college last summer. Liu Di seems remarkably upbeat despite her arrest. She says, of course, they can arrest a few people like her, but there are now just so many people posting so many things on the net. The most important thing, Liu Di says, is not whether the government can control what people post on the net, because despite her experience, she says it cannot fully do that. A more important question is, can some of those angry people use the internet to connect up with each other and organize against the Communist Party? There are already stirrings of discontent being organized online.
Well, this is what the Communist Party of China must be really worried about. It's not quite a revolution. What it is 40 or 50 demonstrators in front of me here outside a department store in central Beijing. It's a freezing cold winter's morning, and they've all gathered here to demand that the owner of the department store comes out on the street, because he has sold them apartments around the back of the store, and they are in very, very poor condition, these people say. They've paid the money, and the apartments are uninhabitable, and they want him to come out and deal with it.
Yes, it was all organized on the net, says one of the protesters, Xiang Yang. It's a special website against corrupt landlords, he says. Xiang is a television producer who says he paid more than $150,000 for his apartment. The government knows there are angry people out there and that they're starting to use the web to mobilize. So observers say Beijing is trying subtly to channel people's anger away from itself towards other issues. A group of young protesters gathers outside the Japanese embassy. It's an increasingly common sight. This time, they're protesting Japan's detention of Chinese activists who landed on islands disputed between the two countries. This demonstration was also organized on the internet, but since it's tacitly endorsed by the Communist Party because it's against China's old enemy Japan, the government has allowed the groups a little more leeway. Experts say that the Communist Party has become very adept at blocking and filtering and censoring the web, often using software provided by Western companies. It's much easier to go online and find anti-Japanese websites than it is to find anti-Communist Party ones. Lu Yunfei is one of the organizers of the anti-Japanese protests, and he's certainly not against the Communist Party.
Of course I support the government. Not only will I not use the net to oppose the government, I will stop others from doing so. I have personally benefited a huge amount from the good policies of this government.
Liu is typical of the new generation of web-savvy, upwardly mobile, very patriotic young people who are online. Rebecca McKinnon, an expert on China and the Internet at the Berkman Center for the Internet and Society at Harvard Law School, says this is a major reason why the net is not being used so much to stir up revolution.
The class of people who are most active on the Internet are the people who've really gained the most from the Chinese government's economic reforms. The students, the business people, people in technology, people whose lives and whose parents' lives have changed dramatically. And the people who have been really left out, the peasants and so on, are not online at this point. So we have a situation where perhaps the people who'd be most likely to be anti-government are not necessarily the most active on the Internet.
And then there's the government itself. The Communist Party that has controlled China for the last 55 years is adopting the Internet to help it run the rapidly changing country more efficiently. Every ministry has a website. Every major city government has one too. Li Mingang is responsible for the website of the Chinese Foreign Ministry.
1999 was the year that the Chinese government got on the Internet. The web is a very important new tool for us and for many other ministries. Many government agencies now have a way for ordinary citizens to contact them with their opinions. We want to hear from the people what they think about what we do, and we want to demystify what we do as well.
The foreign minister himself took part in an online chat recently with several thousand Chinese people. This is not Mao's China. It's not even 1990s China. The party has embraced the Internet in order to help make China the superpower it wants to be. It can and does control much of the sensitive information that it wants to. So the Internet is not really bringing about a revolution by disseminating sensitive information. Rather, it's playing an evolutionary role, quietly beginning to transform the economy, people's relationships, what they know about the outside world, bringing a maturity at least to urban China, which is itself transforming the country and even the Communist Party from within, without it even realizing how fully it's being transformed. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.
You can hear the first two parts of Rob Gifford's report at our website, npr.org.